If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Now joining us on the line from Lubbock, Texas, the head coach of the Red Raiders, Bob Knight. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Not bad. We were trying to track you down.
I just got back from eating supper.
Well, you ready to fly in here tomorrow and play in the tournament?
Yeah, I don't know if we're ready to play, but we're ready to fly.
How'd practice go? How about the last couple of days since you guys get the bid? How have things looked and as you get ready for a pretty good Southern Illinois team?
I think Southern Illinois is a very good team, and we've just been working at the things that we do and trying to get what we do into a position where we can play.
Coach, aside from the loss to Kansas in the conference tournament, are you happy with the way your team is playing right now?
Well, I think and I don't think that we can beat Kansas to begin with, but we were just really tired when we played that game, and that disappointed me to the extent that we didn't really get a good look at what we might or might not be able to do in that situation after having played them the first time and being beaten, and were beaten pretty badly the first time we played them. But the day before, we'd played very, very well against Oklahoma State. But as I said, we're not a team that has great stamina to begin with, and when we were playing three games in 3 days, we're just not capable of doing that.
Coach, I've known you for a long time, and you seem to be more relaxed and enjoying what you're doing than I've seen you probably the last 6 or 7 years. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I don't know. When it came to the kids that I was coaching at Indiana, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed working with them. I enjoyed trying to work toward their development as players and all of the stuff that went on beyond that was not very enjoyable to me. Here we just have a total situation with people that are extremely competent and people that are really good to work with, and so from that standpoint, I think probably the total picture here is obviously far, far more enjoyable than it was there the last few years.
Now, your athletic director, Gerald Myers, is also a former basketball coach. Is that something that is a huge help to you? Not only is he your friend, he understands being a basketball coach.
Well, when I had Ralph Floyd or Bill Orwick as athletic directors, or Paul Dietzel, none of them had coached college basketball, and all of them had a great understanding of what coaching was all about, and all of them were very, very good to work for. Gerald obviously is a guy, I think, that probably there's no one better for a basketball coach to work for anywhere in America than Gerald would be.
Coach, 9-19 this team was last year, 23-8 this year. Is this one of your more satisfying years as a coach?
Well, I think, David, every year, with maybe an exception here or there, brings about a degree of satisfaction. You see a kid improve. You see a team improve. You see some games that you win this year that you didn't win a year ago. There are a lot of interesting things happen in coaching, and I think that's probably what keeps most people that stay in it quite a while, like I have, keeps most people going, and the interest level in what you're doing remains high because of all the various factors that enter into it.
We had Sparky Anderson on one night, and he said that he could write down at the start of every season and come within 4 or 5 wins of exactly where his team would finish. If you had done that back in September, October, written down, here's where the Red Raiders will be, how many wins would you have written down?
Well, I would have written down at least as many as we had.
Really?
I felt that we could be at least this good. I thought that prior to the beginning of the season, that we could win every one of our non-conference games. I didn't think we would, but I thought going game by game, each game that we played was a winnable game. I thought that my objective, and I thought it was realistic, at least the bottom end of it, winning somewhere between 10 and 12 games in the conference, and we ended up winning 10. So my expectations were at least equal to what our team did. And I told the team that right in the beginning. I didn't talk about numbers. I never talk about that. But I told them that I felt that we could be a very good basketball team, that we could be a team that was difficult to play against. And I think in many cases we became that kind of a team.
Now, you and I have talked a lot. You don't like postseason conference tournaments. That takes away from, I look at a team like Ohio State, I don't think they were rewarded for what they did in the Big Ten tournament. You guys had to play a number of games over a number of days. But don't you agree, though, that the March Madness aspect that lets a team that had a tough year get on a roll, get to the dance, energizes people?
No. I think that if the ideal tournament to me is 32 teams, or Tex Winter and Bob Hamill used to feel that, well, why not let everybody play in it?
Like in high school.
What I've decided that I think would be, I think the post-conference tournament just takes too much away from too many teams. And I think takes a lot away from the season-long championship, which I think conference championships at one time were always great championships, and they've been reduced and minimized by all the conference tournaments. If it were up to me, what I would do is pick a number. And the number that I would pick to start with would be 256. And 256 teams would play against each other on the home court of the higher-seeded teams. One night, you would be down to 128 teams. Those teams would then play again, say 3 days later, and now you would be down to the 64 teams that now exist in the NCAA tournament. I think the money would be tremendous. You'd play on the home court of the higher-seeded team. All the things could be worked out. There would be a lot of intersectional games, a lot of games played against teams that you hadn't played during the regular season. And if the idea is to get a lot of teams into the tournament, that's 256 compared to 64. Or you use the number 256, and then you gave teams byes if you stated that you must have a winning record to play in the tournament. And then you just fill out the byes and so forth to make it 256 with seeded teams.
What are your thoughts on the newly implemented pod system where higher seeds are playing closer to home? Is that a good thing?
Well, I don't know. I always think that there should be at some advantages to seeding, I think they see how that works out and see what happens there, and then just go from there.
It's interesting. Illinois plays at the United Center during the regular season sometimes, and here they're going to have a chance to play San Diego State and Florida on a court they have great familiarity with.
Well, that's where you can make a case for Ohio State having won the Big Ten championship, and I think Ohio State had to go all the way to California.
Now, when you look at the Big 12, some people say that was the best league this year. How would you compare the Big 12 and the Big Ten?
Well, I've always felt that there were five or six leagues across the country that are very, very tough basketball leagues. And in any given year, one of the five or six might be the best team in college basketball. And that can change from year to year. And I think that as I watch teams play in the Big 12 this year, I thought, as opposed to anything that I've really seen and watched over the years in any conferences, any of the conferences, I thought the coaching was extremely good. I thought the teams were good. The teams are physical. The teams played well. I think that's kind of brought out by the fact that I believe six teams from this conference were seeded from 1 to 7 in different regions.
Is Oklahoma playing better than Kansas right now? Obviously,
they win one game. They did.
Yeah.
That's an impossible question to answer. They're both very good teams. They're a little bit different in that one game. Oklahoma had to play better than Kansas did.
When you look at this whole NCAA tournament, is this the goal you stated for your guys, or at least had inside you, let's get to the dance? Or did you think, this team's good enough, we can go farther than that?
No, I've never talked about going where I think we can go. I told them always the objective of teams that I've coached is to have a chance to compete for the conference championship. If that doesn't materialize, then the next step on the ladder is to compete for a bid in the NCAA tournament, and that's what we did this season.
Now, we had Bill Self on last night, and he was fairly critical of Billy Packer for calling Frank Williams a dog. He said, if you want to criticize someone, that's fine, but he kept harping on it game after game that Frank Williams is playing like a dog. Do you listen to the announcers at all, or do you not deal with that stuff?
No, I don't.
You don't even bother with them?
No.
Well, tomorrow you guys come in here, you practice, I think, at the United Center. People are very excited to have you and your Red Raiders coming to the Windy City.
Well, we're happy to be playing in the tournament. I've always enjoyed a lot of things about Chicago. I've never been one to look at it and say, well, we should be playing this team or that team, or we should be playing here or there. So we're just very happy to be there. The people, when we have played at the United Center, the people there have always been great. I think they've handled college basketball very well. They've done a good job in running the games that I've been involved with there, and we're looking forward very much to being there.
We got nice big locker rooms for you, Coach. We will see you tomorrow at the United Center.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Take care.